His check on stores we're following for you this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Local pharmacies in Greene County have begun vaccinations. They've been vaccinating residents about 1 month after the Twin Counties received their first doses of the vaccine. The pharmacies are authorized to administer the vaccine to residents, anybody over 65 in New York. All vaccinations require appointments. Kelly's Pharmacy in Greenville has administered over 100 vaccines and expecting another shipment this week. Quinn Kelly, the owner, said yesterday, the vaccines were administered from 7 to 8:30 on Friday before the store opened. Well, vaccinations were to start yesterday in Berkshire County. There was a snowstorm, but who cares? They're used to snow in Berkshire County. Berkshire Healthcare providers administered more than 1,200 doses yesterday at two clinics in Pittsfield and North Adams. Leslie Dragert, lead public health nurse with the Berkshire Public Health Alliance, told the Berkshire Eagle that officials had considered postponing clinics because of the snowstorm, but decided against it based on the forecast. Quoting here, "It's Berkshire County. We're used to snow." End quote. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American in Kent, a project taken on by the Hall Jennings American Legion Post last summer and fall, had members cleaning the gravestones of veterans throughout the town's ceremonies. In addition, they also used the opportunity to spruce up the Civil War monument that sits prominently in the middle of Main Street on Route 7 near the intersection of Route 341. Members of the American Legion Hall Jennings Post in Kent took on the project of cleaning the gravestones last year. They also spruced up the Warren Monument in the center of the village. The monument is a source of pride for the town. During the annual Memorial Day parades, the procession stops there to listen to a student from Kent Center School reciting the Gettysburg Address. The Kent Garden Club helps keep the small area surrounding the memorial filled with plantings during all four seasons. Well, yesterday in Connecticut, there were 256,000 COVID-19 cases reported since the beginning of the pandemic, which is up about 2,500 since Monday. Out of over 58,000 tests administered, 2,500 came back positive, resulting in a positivity rate of 4.36%. There were 14 additional coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the overall total since the pandemic began to 7,133 in the state. Well, two local lawmakers in Connecticut have proposed a bill to make pizza the official state food of Connecticut. Senator Gary Winfield and Representative Patricia Dillon introduced the bill to recognize the contribution of pizza to the state's cuisine and economy. Connecticut, specifically New Haven, has been known as one of America's top pizza cities, known to Sally's, Moderna Pizza, and Pepe's. The city has been named by several websites as one of the top places to go to get a slice. Also in Connecticut, restaurants got some good news when Governor Ned Lamont extended a curfew for them and other businesses. Many eateries have been struggling to survive during the pandemic, but will stay open later help. The restaurants say timing helps them due to the big game coming up on Sunday and Valentine's also coming up. Restaurant owners are grateful for any help they can get. Business throughout the state is down amid the coronavirus pandemic, so the extended curfew is needed, say the restaurants. Customers can stay up until 11 p.m., which now is later than the previous 9:30 limit. The New York legislature repealed an anti-prostitution law on Tuesday that advocates say disproportionately targeted LGBTQ people. The law, created in 1976, allowed police to penalize people they assumed were loitering for prostitution purposes. They looked out for people wandering in an area, repeatedly beckoning at cars or people, as well as paid attention to women with Adam's apples, big hands and feet, to identify potential sex workers, according to the repeal, the bill's justification. So meetings coming up in our area. The Kent Board of Education has their regular meeting tonight at 5 p.m. Now coming up tomorrow, Sharon Park and Recreation has a 6:15 meeting. In Sheffield tonight, it's the Historic Commission. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. In Cornwall, coming up tomorrow at 6:30, a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning. That's via Zoom. The ABC committee has a special meeting coming up tomorrow at 6:30 via Zoom, an executive session anticipated for discussion and possible action on the superintendent's contract. Town of Armenia has a town board meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. The public will not be permitted to attend the meeting in person. It will be on Local Access TV, their YouTube channel. More information, contact the town hall. The town of Ancrum Planning Board holding a public hearing tomorrow at 7 p.m. That meeting is via Zoom as well. A Chinese calligraphy workshop will be held on Saturday at the Pine Plains Free Library. More information on registration and cost of materials needed, 518-398-1927. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversation Series, Listening Past Differences, will kick off with facilitator Dr. Mary B. O'Neill. It's a series of Common Ground Conversations that will be hosted on February 7th and 21st, March 14th and 28th from 4 until 5 p.m. More information and registration at scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off at 30,687.48. The NASDAQ at 13,612.78. And the S&P 500 at 3826.31. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.